Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 13th of January. China's December trade balance showed more strength in exports than had been anticipated, and markets were looking for export strength anyway. There is a belief that US companies are rushing to import goods from China now to avoid having to pay the taxes that US President-elect Trump has threatened to impose. This stockpiling in advance of a tax hike might delay the impact of those taxes on US consumers and the prices that they pay. However, that is not absolutely certain. The narrative of a consumer tax increase via a tariff is sufficiently strong that prices may rise for US consumers before the effect of the tariff is felt higher up in the supply chain. These numbers are not the data used in calculating China's GDP, and the numbers there tend to lessen the impact of exports to the United States. Some of the strength in China's exports to the US may also be due to the strength of the US consumer in absolute terms. Friday's US employment report showed, at least on the surface, ongoing economic strength. The numbers are subject to a lot of revision, but low unemployment and reasonable levels of job creation are just the sort of thing to keep fear of the future low, and thus to keep the consumer spending. In theory, the New York Fed survey of consumer expectations due today will also show this. The reality is that the data, like all survey data, is likely to be subject to partisan bias. The one-year inflation expectations data, released today as part of the survey, is almost certainly partisan biased. Republican perceptions of inflation have collapsed in the last 2 months, while Democrat perceptions of inflation have soared. The difference between perception and reality is also evident in the UK at the moment. Since the start of December, hard data, that is to say, not sentiment data, has been better than expected. Relative to expectations, employment and wages have been better, government borrowing and government spending have been lower, investments have been higher, and real retail sales have strengthened. Consumer prices have moved as expected, and input producer prices are signalling weaker future inflation pressures. However, the government's budget last year increased taxes for businesses, and that put businesses in a bad mood. The narrative from businesses has therefore been more negative than reality, which when combined with a media that is more inclined to rephrase a press release than fact-check, creates a negative story that isn't really supported by the economic reality. ECB Chief Economist Lane has been speaking to the media and clearly signalled that more rate cuts are coming. This is one of the more certain paths from a central bank. The US Fed is plagued by more political uncertainty than is the European Central Bank, for instance. Lane suggested that wage growth in the euro area would slow. It is, of course, positive in real terms, and that would help to lower inflation pressures. That assumes that profit-led inflation is kept in check. Lane also suggested that the euro area is not facing a recession risk. It is worth remembering that central bankers, even chief economists at central banks, are obliged to say this sort of thing periodically. Central bankers, on occasion, have to wave pom-poms in the air and cheerlead an economy on, as policymakers becoming too negative in their outlook might well turn out to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.